This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rafael Vasquez. Date of birth, March the 11th, 1968. Case ID number is 2870943. Date of exam, October 4th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Dr. Ricardo Abreu, dated 2/21/22. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old married male with 6 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of morbid obesity, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and chronic kidney disease. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a construction worker for 15 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer with his second wife, who works part-time selling food plates. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number 1, morbid obesity. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, hypercholesterolemia. And number 4, chronic kidney disease. History of allegation, morbid obesity. The claimant states that in 2005, he started to gain large amounts of weight. His last BMI was 50.8, and at that time, he weighed 334 pounds. At the present time, he is going to a nutritionist who has placed him on diets, and he has lost approximately 8 pounds. His BMI today was 52, however. He's on no medications for weight loss and has had no surgeries secondary to having problems with his respiration. But he does appear to be losing weight. Allegation number 2, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2012, he started to have some blurred vision, but denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. He does have problems with chronic kidney disease, but does not recall what his last creatinine level was. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, or headaches. His blood pressure at this visit was 170 over 96. His left ventricular ejection fraction was 60 to 65%, which is good. At the present time, the claimant is taking bumetanide, 1 milligram, QD, carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams, BID, enalapril maleate, 20 milligrams QD, furosemide, 20 milligrams QD for his blood pressure. Allegation number 3, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2017, he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, but was placed on atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD to control his high cholesterol level. The claimant appears to be being monitored closely and appears to be well-controlled at this time. Allegation number 4, chronic kidney disease. The claimant states that in 2020, while he had COVID and was in ICU, he was told that he had only 45% function of his kidneys, and dialysis was performed to clean out his system. Labs were performed, which also confirmed this diagnosis. He states that his kidney function appears to be getting a little better. However, he is being monitored closely to see if further treatment has to be performed on him, as far as either dialysis or possibly a kidney transplant. Daily activities, the claimant states he sleeps, comma, watches TV, comma, and sits outside. He does no housework, comma, never goes to the grocery store, comma, cook, comma, or do the laundry. His wife appears to do everything for him. His physician is Dr. Garcia, and he has not seen a physical therapist or a chiropractor at this time. The claimant does have a walker and a cane that he uses. His symptoms include swelling of the legs, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels every morning. He denies any warmth except to his lower extremities when he is swollen. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet to the car, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet or sweep a room at this time. His doctor is Dr. Daniela Garcia. He's on no medication for pain, and he does minimal to no physical activity. Family history. His mother is 84 and has hypertension. His father was murdered, so he does not know his medical history. Medications, aspirin 81 milligrams POQT, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, bumetamide 1 milligram POQD, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams BID, calcifural vitamin D3 1,250 micrograms capsule, Q week, enalapril maleate 20 milligrams QD, furosemide QD, omega-3 1,000 milligrams BID, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams QD for prostate enlargement. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, with the CPAP machine, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, history of cor pulmonal, comma, history of COVID infection times two, necessitating intubation and ICU placement, comma, morbid obesity, comma, history of chronic kidney disease with 45% function, comma, history of acute respiratory distress secondary to COVID-19, major surgery, dilatation of urethra performed in April of 2022. The claimant is on oxygen at this time. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 326 pounds, height 5 feet, 6 and 3/4 inches, BP 170 over 96 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 52. General. This is a 54-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in acute distress. He appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office with his wife to this office visit. The claimant presented with a oxygen tank and a walker along with a CPAP machine. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, ODN corrected was 20/200. Pinhole was 20/200. Corrected was 20/25. OS uncorrected was 20/70. Pinhole was 20/70. Corrected was 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear to auscultation and percussion. However, breath sounds were decreased. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. The claimant does have an oxygen tube and an oxygen tank that he brought with him to this visit. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. The claimant had normal active bowel sounds, which were auscultated. No organomegaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant had some clubbing and cyanosis was noted on lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have pitting edema. Calves were mildly tender, and the Holman sign was negative. Skin, no lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant does appear to have tight skin around the lower extremities, secondary to pedal edema. Neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times two and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have clear thought processes and his memory was intact. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and the ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a walker that he used at all times. The claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the device and did not attempt to walk around the room without the device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have some tenderness in his lower extremities, secondary to swelling. Joint swelling was marked for both lower extremities with mild erythema, but no effusion or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic and lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, because of the claimant's obesity, he was only able to flex 110 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires a walker at all times in order to ambulate. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. The claimant is able to pinch and oppose fingers. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. However, the claimant is morbidly obese. He is able to heel and toe walk, but with moderate difficulty. And the claimant is able to tandem walk, but with the walker only. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue secondary to respiratory failure and obesity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to respiratory difficulty coming from morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses. Number one, morbid obesity. Dash, confirm with physical examination. BMI is 52, which is very obese. However, the claimant is being seen by a nutritionist and has lost approximately 8 pounds. Allegation number two, hypertension, dash, confirm with physical examination and medical records. The claimant's blood pressure was 170 over 96 mmHg. He has an ejection fraction of 60 to 65%, which is good. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. Dash, being treated with medications at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number three, history of chronic kidney disease with a 45% function is being monitored closely. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rafael Vasquez.